Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today we have with us a couple of characters, I might say, Michael Bittman and John Leswacko from the Kinetic Sculpture Race coming up this fall. Welcome, guys.
Welcome to you, too.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I'm so glad you could join us. So, Michael, tell me a bit about the Kinetic Sculpture Race. I know that it's been in Port Townsend for some time now, and it's one of the most wonderful events that we breeze our way into the fall season with.
Well, the original race came out of California, Ferndale, California, and the rules that they came up with down there, which is followed by other races that are all throughout the West and a couple in the East, is all the sculptures have to be human-propelled, a lot of them are bicycle-geared, artistically enhanced, and have artwork and show some sort of talent, or I guess be a little bit zany. So that's we follow in the same realm here. The original race in Arcata was formed by a fellow named Hobart Brown. He was making a bicycle, a bizarre-looking bicycle, for his son, and another fellow in town tried to match that, and they raced him down the street. And from then on, it started getting larger and larger, and they added all the courses and the mud and the sand and the rules. Water that they have to go through and a lot of hills. So we decided we needed to have a race up here. So it was actually, I wasn't part of the original crew. I moved into town. It was already going on for a couple of years. So the group came up here and made a course. And a lot of it, the early course, was out in the water. They call it the Port Townsend Bay Kinetic Sculpture Race because the majority of the race in those days was in the water. They went from all the way from downtown to the boatyard.
Oh, my.
You know, we also should give credit to Jan Anderson, who just passed away recently, who was one of our founders up here that brought the race.
So, John, that was John that you were hearing. And yes, thank you for letting our listeners, John. Is it really Leswacko?
In this moment, yes.
Leswacko. Okay. So, John Leswacko. So, please mention that name again. This is someone who was instrumental in helping the foundation, the group come to this area?
Yeah. I don't know too much about the history. I came on around 1991, but Jan was doing it in the mid-80s, right?
And from the very beginning, I think he was one of the core group that put it together up and decided where to go. And he was a welder and came up with some pretty zany things. And one interesting thing about him, which we're going to have a thing in a parade about him, is he was kind of the maverick or the naughty boy of the race. Mm-hmm. He was always doing something very mischievous or zany.
Is this where you get that kind of flavor for this organization, that kind of wackiness? Perhaps we should not mention too many of the naughty things, but does an example come to mind?
Yes, he was one of the mentors. Matter of fact, there was others that followed him who, tried to emulate what he was doing, and it was fun. Matter of fact, we have an award called the Naughty Naughty Award for those who get a little carried away out on the course, so we're going to be calling him that award from now on, the Jan Anderson Naughty Naughty Award.
Oh, tisk, tisk, and we all look forward to that. Yeah. I love the whimsy and character of this event, but I also love, and I want to be clear, you're describing what a kinetic sculpture is. I also appreciate the engineering and confluence of art. I mean, there's some real work that goes into these sculptures, if you will, right?
There is, and it's kind of nice because it puts a lot of artistic people with a lot of engineer people together and having fun together and getting costumes together, and also puts in the acting part of the whole thing as a form of art
So the event itself has a parade, a contest, or a dance?
They have to do a song. Well, a song or a one-act play. One year, our theme was
Follywood.
And everyone, instead of doing a song, they had to do a one-act play. And we like that so much, now we give them a choice. You can either do a song or a one-act play. And that has to be done on Sunday morning before the race starts. And there's an award given out for that as well.
I think there's some dancing going on, too.
Oh, a lot of dancing.
So over the course of the 3 days, John, maybe you could help our listeners understand, you have like a preview, like a shakedown to see if the sculpture is adequate. You have a parade. Oh, you have a race on Sunday.
We have safety on Saturday after the parade. We just have a brake test, safety, and then I think we check them for the water course just as they start the race, right?
Right. The water section of the race is on Saturday after we make sure that they can stop and have
and get back out again.
Yes, and have buoyancy and whatnot.
And did I understand that the Ferndale also had water involved, or is this just an extrapolation that Port Townsend has taken?
No, all the races have all three of those elements.
I see. Do they also have a performative element? Do I understand each participant has to do some form of a performative joke or a play?
Well,
or
they call it a pageantry act, and not all of them do it. There is a lot of racers more than we do, but they'll all perform something in front of the pageantry judges, so they'll get an award for that as well.
And are you taking enrollment for this? Do you have participants already registered at this point for this year's event?
We have one.
Okay.
We need three.
You're right.
We need three. We need one.
And that just makes a party.
Because the biggest award we give out is the Mediocrity Award. You have to finish right in the middle of the whole race.
I love that.
And so we need at least three participants to have that award.
Okay, all right.
But most participants come in the last week, actually, some that day or that morning.
And they come from far and wide. This isn't just Port Townsend, correct?
Even from Canada.
From Canada as well.
In California and Oregon. There's a lot of them because there's races scattered out all through Oregon and California.
Now, I recall seeing at a time a couple of parades where there were young adults that were maybe engineering students or robotic teams, or there's kids that had come from high schools.
4-H people, I think.
Yeah, the parade is open to anyone. Mm-hmm. And the only guidelines we put out there is we don't want anything political.
Mm-hmm. Religious.
Or religious. And other than that, you can parade anything you want. There's been quite
legally,
eclectic.
Legally, I mean. Yeah.
No, but referring to the participants, you have the students that come over with their sculptures to participate in the race itself, or they're just...
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah, one thing we're doing in the race, the parade this year, is we're doing something new. It's going to be a contest where it's kinetic art. It's not part of the race, but you go down the street with something kinetic on board, and you can either pedal it or pull it.
Or
push it. Just no motorized things. And there's going to be awards given out, and they're going to be on display down at Pope Marine Park.
That's fantastic. I love any kinetic sculptures, you know, in these outdoor exhibits that you see them where they're fixed and stationary. But these are moving ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be on the Pope Marina area for viewing after the event?
Yeah, all weekend.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
But I was getting into it for the creative part of it. What we really want to promote and encourage is creativity. And for older people, younger people, get people active, making things, trying, experimenting, whether it's engineering, whether it's art, something to try and just come up and do something, you know. It could fail, great, then you'll learn. But, you know, have fun and don't take it too serious.
It definitely is a fun event.
You know, that's what it is. And we'd like to get younger people involved. The 4-H people have been very active. The kids are really sharp. We need more young youth in our organization, too, coming up with new ideas and doing other experiments, if you want to call them that.
Well, this is a great listener. For our listeners that are listening, it would be great for them to kind of consider how they might integrate this in maybe curriculum or, like you mentioned, 4-H or Scouts or other organizations that are looking for an activity, a team-building event, in fact. Mm-hmm. I could imagine it would be kind of fun for an organization or a company to say, okay, how are we going to represent our business in a sculptural way.
Sponsors are good if you have money, because some of these things are very expensive. You know, you can use duct tape and you know, plastic and stuff. But if you really want a machine that performs, it costs money to buy, you know,
Yes. Well, help us understand, John, what a typical sculpture, if you could describe for our radio listeners, what is it? It's on wheels. It has a frame. What are the elements of a kinetic sculpture?
You know, I don't think we want to define it that closely, do we?
I see. There's no guidelines for how it's constructed?
Well, there are some rules.
It has to float.
It has to go in the water. It has to be legal on the street. It has to go in the mud, and it has to go in the sand.
Skinny tires does not do well in the sand and mud, and some of them have additions to their machines. And whatever they have on board to make them float or make them go through sand and mud, they have to carry on board the whole time, the whole weekend. They can't jettison some of their equipment off as they go along. So, and some of the machines, rather than a lot of them have flotation that they blow up, and then they can deflate them and have them on board. But some of the more highly engineered ones where their wheels are actually their flotation, so they don't have to lose any time blowing up the pontoons and deflating them and whatnot.
It's a multi-purposing.
Don't say blow up.
Now, you always have a theme each year, right?
Yeah.
What is the theme this year?
Mediocre superhero.
Mediocre superheroes.
Yeah. Superhero wasn't
it's kind of an oxymoron.
Sure. I could be, I was thinking about what kind of superhero, I would be a superhero couch potato. Is that perhaps one of those?
Well, that's getting into the superhero that we had talked. Yeah. But we kind of thought that was a little too going over the line.
You need to have your wits about you if you're going to be in the water.
It's a family race, too.
Yeah. Hey, so Michael, how did you get involved with this organization?
When I first came to town, I met a fellow I worked with him, and he was telling me about the race, and he had a welder, and he says, let's make a racer. So we took a tandem bike and put some flotation on it and went into the race.
So you started as a participant.
Yeah, the first 2 years we raced on this one sculpture, and then once that failed horribly and crashed and
you got soggy.
I got wet. I got muddy. I saw in a newspaper they were looking for Kinetic cops, so I thought, well, that's what I'll do. So I became a cop for Kinetic cop for several years, and then the new group took over the organization of it all, and they were looking for volunteers to take on different
roles.
Parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
responsibility.
Setting out the course, so I became the course commissioner.
The course commissioner.
With K's, of course.
And I believe that we do have a Kinetic cop here. Is that right?
Yes, the top cop.
You are the top cop. So this is one of those volunteer opportunities that people have to go through deep, deep training for?
Not really.
Okay.
No, actually, I got involved in 1991 from an ad they put in the newspaper, those days when they had newspapers.
Yeah, I kind of recall.
And they said, need Kinetic help, come volunteer or whatever for this. And I said, I like that race. I've seen it. I want to be part of it. And so I showed up, and there was like 3 or 4 people there or something. It was kind of thin, and they needed help. And so I said, I'll be here to help. And from that on, it kept on growing. We got more people, more volunteers, more interest. And we went from, I don't know how many sculptures and a few volunteers now to, dozens of volunteers and dozens of sculptures racing.
But we'd always need more. The more Kinetic cops. We can definitely Kinetic cops. It's a fun job to have. You get a T-shirt. We encourage you to bring white gloves for directing people and cars and whatnot, a whistle. You get a ticket book to give out tickets for whatever you feel like.
And not just negativity either. We give tickets for positive things too. So,
hey, I think you're good looking. Here's my phone number.
Yeah. That works sometimes.
But I also am aware that there's some attention to safety. So you've got Kinetic cop, and then you've got those folks that are out circling around the participants when they're in the water. Is that a Kinetic cop, or is there another title for that?
Yeah, we have a Canavy.
Canavy?
People that are out there.
You don't canoodle around, do you?
And they help in case somebody flips over or becomes too cold, and they can pull them in or take them some of the county, Jefferson County. puts out their sheriff's department was fortunate enough to them to volunteer every year and come out and play with us and help anybody who's flipped yeah. over or the tide's taking them in the way and see you in Seattle. Bye-bye.
Some strong winds come up sometimes too.
You are in a transition season for this event.
Right.
Yes.
And the tides, it can be pretty strong at times out there. And you're just in this thing that's pedaling and some of it barely floating and barely moving, and if you stop pedaling, you start going backwards. So,
oh my goodness! Well, being married to an engineer, this is one of the events that brought us to Port Townsend. We came over to look at this, and all the creativity that goes into this, and completely enamored with this event over the years.
So, where's your sculpture?
I'm working on one right now for another purpose, though.
Right in the noodle head,
In the canoodle. So if you have a chance to think about other volunteer opportunities, just throw a couple of titles out that someone might be listening and say, I just want to get my toes wet. No pun intended. I don't want to go all in the water. But what can you imagine a way to get started or how to get involved with your kinetic sculpture?
Well, we have a COP meeting or volunteer meeting the Thursday before the race.
Okay.
At the American Legion Hall at
7.
It's about 7 o'clock, 6:37. We say 6:30-ish, 7-ish.
So if I wanted to know more about that, I could go to your website and find out the details on that meeting for
good
getting
luck.
Involved?
I don't know. Maybe. We usually post. Posted or something and put the word out, and sometimes the leader or the
info at ptkineticrace.org. We're a nonprofit, so it's not .com, it's .org. You can send information of what you would like to do or what is available, and we can email you back and eventually talk by phone and whatnot and see what you're interested in. There's other volunteers that we need setting up different parts of the whole race.
Right.
Yeah,
in the sand,
people,
in the mud. And
You have three different courses you're setting up.
There's basically three different stages.
So you must have quite a group of folks helping you set that up.
Yeah, they're setting up and taking down. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Right.
And then we also encourage other artists and whatnot to put little side things, do your own artwork and take it out to the either sand or mud. We've had some really comical or beautiful artwork that will just show up. They won't even tell us that they're going to be putting out there, but as long as they know our guidelines, nothing political, what was the other?
Religious.
Some of them get into gray areas, but who knows?
So there's a lot more on display. Are you suggesting that the mud course would have something different than what we might see at the parade?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, a lot of them will sometimes have something to do with the theme. It's a little less structurally this year because it's just name and person, but our other themes have been having, whether it be a story or whatnot, like ones we had, Alice and
Wonderland.
I love your puns.
So there was other characters and other pieces that people would put up, like the Holy Greer. There was parts of that movie that they emulated out in the sand.
Monty Python thing, and it's also called the Dreaded Bog? Dismal Bog, they've called it a lot of things.
In the quicksand.
In the quicksand.
And another volunteer opportunity might be the costume ball. Is that something one can participate in if you're not in the parade? Is that a place to plug in as a volunteer?
If you're 21, you can attend. But yes, volunteers to come and help set up during the week before. We're decorating the hall. We're getting things together. Money donation is always welcomed for things we have to buy. But just helping and showing up is a big thing, really.
So the website, the email address was info@ptkineticrace.org.
Yeah.
And the website is ptkineticrace.org, right?
Website.
That has some more of the official documents for racers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But some of the fun pictures and things is on the Facebook.
Great point. Your Facebook would give you a sense of it.
I don't even know what the title is. Port Townsend or Kinetic Sculpture Race, Facebook,
I think so, yeah.
Something like that.
We also are looking for, on Saturday night, after the water section, and then we have a ball at the Legion Hall. And in the ball, we have a queen contest. And all the queen candidates have to tell a joke, tell a recipe and show some sort of talent in front of all these zany judges. And after another set of music, they pick their favorite three, and those three come back up and do one last little skit, and we have a noise meter. People scream for their favorite, so we hold our hands over each contestant, and whoever has the largest volume of sound becomes the Rose Hip Queen for the year.
Oh my goodness! Well,
so that's the party stuff at night, but that's another venue.
That sounds like it's a blast. And if you're looking for a great grin or a giggle, I think you should plan on getting connected with a K, the Kinetic Sculpture Race. And it was so lovely to have you, Michael and John, on our program today.
It was nice to have you too.
Oh, and by the way, I do have a title in this whole organization. I'm actually the Earl of Bit.
The Earl of Bit. Yes. Well, if you want to join this crazy, crazy group, do check out their website and Facebook. And I'd like to say thank you for coming in. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our sound and editing today is in the expert hands of Jared Dufresne, one of our many dedicated volunteers at KPTZ.
Yay!
Yay! I want to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.